This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Controlling weeds on crop ground is becoming more challenging as resistance to popular herbicides rises and a shift in weed species occur. For example, water hemp in central South Dakota is becoming more common as row crops increasingly replace small grains in rotation. SDSU Extension Weed Management Specialist Eric Jones has more.
A lot of these weeds are a problem because of the management tactics we use. Again, it's a selection pressure. Now, I think another reason is, too, is when we start buying equipment and it gets moved around, some of these weeds spread, the seeds spread. But again, they're going to really take off if we don't have the diversity in our crop production.
Using mixtures of herbicides with diverse modes of action is key to better weed control. Applying pre-emerge herbicides in autumn may also be valuable in reducing early season weed pressure. But Jones says not all weed management solutions come in a jug. He believes tillage, where appropriate, and mowing weeds in headlands and ditches are tactics to reduce the weed seed bank.
No one likes to think about hand weeding, but if you see a small isolated patch where all the other weeds are dead after a herbicide application, but those weeds are surviving, I think you owe it to yourself and your pocketbook, so you're not spending a ton of money later, to stop what you're doing, hand weed those, remove them from the field.
Keeping or putting more small grains in rotation with corn and soybeans, along with row spacing and timely fertilizer placement, are additional strategies which should be considered when combating weeds. Learn more at extension.sdstate.edu.